You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett. And yeah, you just had Justin Timberlake with Senorita. Welcome. Riding solo this week. No Wilbur. So back, I feel like I say this every second week, back to a part-time player. He's not down to casual at least. But yeah, he had a couple in a row, thought he was going to stay with me. But he's a busy man, Wilbur. He's a busy man. Bit of news. What is happening at the moment? That rain early in the week, I probably won't actually talk about it. A bit disappointing. I hope we're not having one of those years where we get, you know, 15 mil predicted, 20 mil predicted, and then we don't hit. Would have been pretty timely for a lot of people, but never mind. Onwards and upwards. Bit of news. Budget, obviously, just announced last night. Fed budget. There's a lot of info to sit through, and well done if you did sit through the actual coverage. I certainly didn't. I usually get some of the sound bites. I rely on the media. I'm not sure if that's a good thing, but I do. I rely on the media to keep me informed on the little snippets of what's good, what's bad. Who's the winners and the losers are, I suppose. Just having a look at it, I wanted to talk a bit about the impact on rural and regional Australians and farming. So a few key points, if you haven't heard already. $200 million is being allocated for the National Soil Strategy, which will include rebates for farmers who provide some of their soil data. So that'll be interesting to see how that works. So I don't know the ins and outs of it yet, but that's interesting. The asset write-off, that's going to continue. It was originally announced it was only going to be at the end of next year, the asset write-off, but now it'll go to 2023. So I know that's sort of been a thing that's perhaps drove some equipment sales in the last year with the asset write-off. So interesting to see if that keeps driving that. You can only buy so much equipment. You've got to put it to use, I guess. But again, yeah, that's going to be extended till June 2023, the asset write-off. Another interesting one, I guess this one's more for regional rather than just farmer specific, but aged care in rural Australia will receive $630 million over 5 years. And aged care as a whole was announced as a winner, not just in rural areas, but there seems to be a fair bit, a fair bit coming in there for aged care. So that's good. They're probably the key takeouts that I've seen and read. There's no new funding for farm workers, which I know is very topical. This year there was some additional funding around overseas workers, stuff like that. That is it's an interesting issue. You know, a lot of people you talk to believe there's enough of the work here, but it's getting people to do the work, I guess. Interesting. Nothing added there from previous incentives that are already on offer. So that's a quick snapshot, a very brief snapshot at what what's happened for rural and regional Australians in the budget. Moving on, I did want to talk briefly about the share market, as we usually do. Obviously, no advice here, just generally some observations. Interesting week, bit up and down. Banks seem to rally a lot. I looked at, I think it was Commonwealth the other day, it was at $94, which, you know, breaking, I guess, records of where it's been in the last 2-3 years for sure. The ASX 200 in general had a flat week, so probably nothing too much to write home about there. If I look at CBA's 5-year, you know, it was at, pre-COVID it was at $90, so it's only at $95 now. So I guess if you look at that, that's not much of a uplift. It's sort of back to where it was. But interesting. I have just noticed the bank sort of rallied the last 3 to 4 months. Enough of my voice for a bit. We'll have some songs coming up. We'll probably, format more songs in tonight with just me riding solo. But other than that, we will have, I will talk still a bit about local footy, a bit about the AFL, and we'll start writing off some teams in the AFL. It's that time of year where we'll put a team in the burner each week and just say whether we don't see them making finals or participating for the flag this year. So we'll start doing that on a weekly occurrence if there is any, but I'm sure there's some I can pick tonight. I have a trivia question as well. Bit on TV ratings, an eliminator, and also a bit on this day. So still enough to chat about, but will be some more music tonight. And, yeah, stay tuned. Coming up here, we've got Jason Mraz, I'm Yours. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
PFB Wealth Group are financial planners specialising in self-managed super funds and retirement strategies. Did you know that around 1.1 million Aussies are members of a self-managed super fund? To see if a self-managed super fund is right for you, contact us today at PFP Wealth Group. We're located in Stewart Street, Shepparton, right next door to the Village Cinema. See us to review your super to make sure you're on track for a comfortable retirement. Phone 1-800-ADVICE, that's 1-800-ADVICE, or visit pfpwealth.com.au. PFP Private Wealth is an authorised representative of Synchron, AFSL 243313.
1FM sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Peter Cardamone from Cardamone Real Estate. I love my real estate. I also caught the AFL footy.
Majacek off the ground. Aaron Handball from Cunnington and Majacek made them pay.
But where I do my best work is in the Goulburn Valley area. If you're looking to buy, sell or relocate, visit cardamonerealestate.com.au. And across Shepparton, Kyala, Maroopna, Talamba and Tatura, and right across the Goulburn Valley area, you're in Cardamone country.
1FM sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepparton Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepparton Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
Termites are on the move. Sadly, their most favourite food is our houses. It doesn't take long for termites to destroy a home, and termite damage is not covered under your home insurance. You should have a termite inspection every year. That's right, every year. Can you remember when you had your house inspected last? We are fully licensed termite technicians. We do termite inspections. We even do termite protection systems. Jason's Pest Control would like to help keep termites out of your house. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Anywhere, anytime. 1FM.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett. And yeah, riding solo tonight, riding solo. That just then, that was Natasha Bedingfeld, Unwritten. That one's mid-2000s, I think. So bit of a 2000s tune tonight. So either, well, apologies to some probably, but for those, you know, a lot of songs probably when I was growing up, I guess that gives away my age a bit to the listeners. But yeah, not as massive fan of that one, but I know a lot of people are. So I thought, you know, throw it out there. It's not all about me. Yeah, coming up right now, local footy. Let's get into it. Bit happening this week. Probably saw or heard, most people would have heard, Ardmona got a win. 171 defeat Longwood, 45. So well done, Ardmona, for breaking the drought. Shep East, 63. Ngambi, 113. Gagari, 48. Dookie, 130. Well done, Dookie. 189, Lanky defeated Rushy, 12. 108, Merrigan defeated Violet Town, 57. 37, Merch to Lambert, lost to Avenel, 66. And Tally Groupner, 31, lost to Stanhope, 140. You have a look at the ladder in the KDFL at the moment. Lanky still 5-0, going on strong. They've done what they needed to do. They haven't played all the top teams yet, but you know they're going along quite nicely. Interestingly, this week they have Stanhope, so that I think that should be a pretty good game. That's out at Stanhope, so looking forward to that one. Rushy have Ardmona, and given Ardmona's win this week, that could be a good game as well. Dookie versus Merrigan, I think that could be a good game. Well, I'm hoping it's not close and Dookie get up easily, but I think reality Merrigan probably going favourite, so that'll be an interesting one. Avenel, Shep East, Longy versus Gagari. Gagari, unfortunately, perhaps not going as strongly as they have in previous years. I think a lot of injuries out there, unfortunately, for the Jig, so makes it hard. I think they've got sort of 10-plus injuries, so not ideal. Violet Town versus Undira. So looking around the grounds, there's some really – I think this could be set up for sort of a lot of closer matches this week. If you look at the ladder, yeah, Lanky on top, as I mentioned, 5-0. Only team yet to record a win now this year is Longwood, who are 0-5. Top four rounded out is – oh, sorry, I forgot to mention, Avenel also still undefeated. They've just only played four games, so well done, Avenel. Merrigan third, 4-1, and Dookie also they're rounding out the four on percentage, 4-1 as well. So that's the KDFL for the week. This week, Pecola, we alternate as the other leagues with Pecola this week. We look at Berrigan beat Katamatai 101-78. Katunga beat Katandra in a close one by 8 points. Denny over Blighty comfortably. Pecola United 86, Waiai 123. Toke beat Rennie by 3 points. Tungama 105, Mathara 63. Nyarrawea 64, Jerildery 101. And Strathy had the bye. Going into the ladder, looking across here, Berrigan still undefeated, 5-0. Strathmerton undefeated, 4-0. Yet to win, Rennie 0-5, and Blighty at the bottom 0-5. So, yeah, rounding out, I guess, the top four there, Berrigan, Strathmerton, Waiai, Katamatai. So, yeah, interesting there this week. I guess we'll move on from some local footy and go straight across to the AFL. Still an undefeated team in Melbourne. Can't believe it. Still seem to be just hovering around. Some ski trips might need to be reorganised. Who knows what some of the supporters will have to do now. North Melbourne, 0-8. So, yeah, bit unfortunate. They got close there on the weekend. I thought they were a chance to knock off the Pies, but just probably a young team with too much skill errors in the end. But, yeah, top four, the Doggies, still just the one loss. I think that was to Melbourne last week. To Richmond it was last week. And then, yeah, Port Adelaide and the Catters round out the four. Gee, they look interesting with three forwards in there with Rowan, Hawkins and Cameron all getting over four goals or more on the weekend. So interesting at the moment. Now, I did mention a bit earlier, put a team, start to write off teams. I'll keep it at maximum one team I'll write off a week. Basically, we'll put one in there that we think won't make the finals for the year this week. Start with an easy one, North Melbourne. I don't think they can make it, and they probably don't think themselves. But coming years might be their year, but not this year. So we're writing them off. They can't win the flag. So that's one in the burner. We'll put one in each week. There's plenty here looking at the ladder that I'm keen to put in, but we'll just leave it at one a week. That's a bit of an update with AFL. Probably pick of the games this week, Dogs versus Port Adelaide. Should be a really close game, second versus third. Other than that, West Coast versus Adelaide could be a close one. Giants Richmond, 8th versus 9th. Yeah, so a bit happening there. That you know, if you look at that, Richmond all of a sudden 4-5 and out of the 8 if they lose that. So could be a big question mark over the back-to-back champions going back-to-back-to-back. But we will see. Coming up, we've got... Oh, no, hang on. We've got some trivia. How can I forget? Some trivia just before we go into a song. Really simple one this week. Not a big list or anything exorbitant. Capital of Turkey. That's all I'm asking. If you can name the capital of Turkey. No cheating, please. But, you know, if the other person in the house isn't really listening and you've just heard it, give it a quick Google and tell them and make them know. And then, yeah, you prove them right and they none the wiser. So we'll have the answer to that coming up. But coming up now is Plain White Tees. Hey There, Delilah. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Farmers, for the Goulburn Valley's best tractor and farm machinery repairs, spares and servicing, it's got to be Goulburn Valley Ag. With a direct-to-farm service and modern workshop, our team of fully qualified repair and service agents have the experience and know-how to get you back doing what you do best. Whether it's hay or tillage equipment, or tractors both large and small, GV Ag have the right solution for you. Put the number in your phone, 58325 500. That's 58325 500.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212-111. That's 58212-111.
1FM sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area, complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more. This over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
Breaking news, Aubrey Antiques is now in Shepparton. Antiques from England, France and early Australia, as well as contemporary furniture. Take your time and browse our fine selection. Aubrey Antiques, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Saturday.
Station sponsor.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond or prearrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 58251651. 1
FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett. And yeah, before the ad break there, we had Our City with Fireflies. So yeah, a bit of 2000s theme tonight. Hope you guys are liking it. Now, trivia question before the break was capital of Turkey. Very simple one this week. Not too much to think about. The answer is Ankara or Ankara. I always pronounced it Ankara as a young kid, but then somebody's told me since it's Ankara. Well, you know, I'm going to go with Ankara. Although it's a bit of a Canberra, it's not the most populous city in Turkey. Istanbul is comfortably. So, yeah, 2015 census has Istanbul at 14 million, Ankara just at 4.5 million. So a fair gap there. But, yeah, Ankara is the capital of Turkey. Very simple this week. Hope you got it at home. Moving on to TV ratings. We go through this each week now. Bit of movement from last week. I wasn't going to bring it up again, but given we just chatted about it last week, but bit of movement. Big Brother seems to be closing in on Lego on the Monday, Tuesday 7:30 time slot. Lego Masters down to 683,000. Big Brother up to 558, MasterChef also 573. So they're only 100,000 behind old Lego Masters now. So a bit of closing of the gap, but Lego Masters still out in front. Monday was even closer. I think only 50,000 splitting Big Brother and Lego Masters. So, yeah, interesting. Don't know what to take out of it, but obviously people maybe the content of Big Brother's going all right. Not so sure, though. Not so sure. Personally, I'm not sure I watch too much free-to-air tally, more of a, I guess, if I do watch tally, it's Netflix and Stan and those types of things, which I think a lot of people seem to be these days, especially probably my generation. The news is comfortably the most watched channel or most watched program on any free-to-air tally. But I did last night, I did watch a movie, which is very rare during the week, but pose a question. Would you rather re-watch an old favourite or something new, a new movie? I reckon two types of people. I'm definitely someone, I seem to always get sucked into the old favourite. You know what's coming, but you just, if you haven't seen a good movie in a while, there's not much better. Yeah, Austin Powers and Goldmember, I watched last night. I hadn't seen it in a good while, and I realised that I've been quoting it the last 15 years of my life. So there you go. Interesting mindset thing, I guess. Whether, like, are you one of those people who, like, I know there's some movie buffs out there who they will barely ever watch too much twice. I think everyone goes back to their favourites, but prefer a new film? Or are you like me and you probably haven't seen that many films, but you've seen certain ones 4 or 5 times plus? Bit silly, maybe a waste of time in some view, but sometimes they're the best ones. You don't go too far past them, in my view. Anyway, just a bit of a Wednesday thought. Now, moving on, a bit on this day, pretty action-packed, actually. First one I wanted to mention was in honour of our Wilbur, who's not in the studio tonight, but Jonah Lomu, his birthday. Unfortunately, he did die at 40 in 2015, but very good rugby player. He first played for the All Blacks in 1994, becoming the team's youngest ever player at the age of 19. And he ended with 63 caps. So, yeah, he's quite a good player. I just recall, growing up watching him a fair bit. And part of the reason why that All Blacks team have been, I think it's nearly 20 years they've been pretty dominant in the sport. Rami Malek, born on this day. Now, for those who aren't familiar with the name, you may be familiar with Queen. Well, I hope you're familiar with Queen. But he played the lead role in the biographical drama Bohemian Rhapsody. That was in 2018. Won an Academy Award for it, so well done. Now, I don't like to be negative, but I'm a bit critical. Don't think it was Academy Award worthy. Probably not my favourite biographical drama, to be honest, but happy for feedback. Happy to be, I prefer the Elton John movie, Rocket Man, was quite good. Anyway, that's just my two bobs worth. Bill Shorten, William Shorten, or Little Bill, ALP politician, born on this day. He's a former leader of the opposition. He stepped down after they lost the election in 2019. Shorten, just says here on the blurb in front of me, Shorten was expected to win. Well, I think that's true, but who believed the polls? I think, Trump wasn't expected to win, Brexit wasn't going to happen, and ScoMo wasn't going to win. So if you had a multi on that, well done. Jim Furyk. Now, those who don't know Jim Furyk, he's one of the most consistent golfers I can remember. And reading this in front of me was very interesting. He won the 2003 US Open Golf Title, but he was ranked in the top 10 for over 300 weeks between 1999-2008. So pretty consistent to be up there for so long. I dare say, I'd like to know if there's anyone since that is of the current players, because a lot of them seem to be a bit up and down currently. Events on this day. The first Thomas the Tank Engine book was published, 1945. Ringo Starr was on the that's one thing that's always fascinated me, Ringo Starr's involvement in Thomas the Tank Engine. Andrew Gaze and his father, Lindsay, officially retired from NBL basketball on this day. That was in 2005. Andrew ended his career after the Melbourne Tigers, ended his career with the Melbourne Tigers, having played 612 NBL games, if you don't mind. He was also the competition's all-time leading point scorer. And his father retired from coaching after 22 years. Last one, Justice Crew. They entered the ARIA charts at number one with a single Que Sera, which I think may have been a repeat, but that entered in at number one. Only six Australian groups have debuted at number one. Interestingly with that, though, they're actually won a talent show. It was Australia's Got Talent, I think it was. The one with Danny Minogue was one of the hosts. Anyway, they won that as a dance crew. If you haven't heard of Justice Crew, get on, give it a YouTube or a Google, whatever format you're on. Some incredible acts during that, and actually quite a talented dance crew. Interesting, they had a single at number one, because I probably wouldn't say the same about their singing. But certainly, if you're on YouTube, have a look. Some incredible, incredible acts that. And they ended up taking out the comp that year. So, yeah, that's a bit of activity on a Wednesday night. Other than that, that's all we've got tonight. Stick around with us. We've got the Dutch program coming up with Martin and Margaret. So definitely stick around. And, yeah, we'll be back here next week, probably with Wilbur and Toe from 6 to 7. And, yeah, other than that, stay safe. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your week, and you'll hear from me next Wednesday. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.